How many times have you found yourself browsing Pinterest, YouTube, Google, Instagram, whatever you browse, for the next best cleaning routine that this time will finally work? It's time to stop. Stop the boom and bust cycle. Stop research mode. Here is what you need to keep your house reasonably clean most of the time. Hi, I'm Misty Winkler, author of the book Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done, homeschool mom, and facilitator inside Convivial Circle, a community helping women to excel at homemaking and do life cheerfully. Now that I am in my 40s and not my 20s, I know the one important question to ask when browsing for the next best cleaning checklist. It is this: have you spent as much time using the checklist as you did researching for it? Let's talk about what it takes to actually keep our house clean and know that we have a routine, a rhythm, a checklist that will work in our particular families, our particular homes. Grab a basket of laundry to fold so you can get ahead on some of that housework while we dig in. So here's the truth. Almost any housekeeping routine will work if you work it. But there is a huge temptation that we absolutely have to resist. This temptation is a plague for those of us who tend to be overambitious and overwhelmed all at the same time. We can teeter-totter between having everything together and totally giving it all up as completely impossible. This is the dreaded boom and bust cycle. The boom and bust cycle is hard on moms. Ask me how I know. It's also hard on families. It's not a good cycle and it doesn't make a good plan. So here is how to end the boom and bust cleaning pattern. The perfectionist, overambitious cleaning routine that leads to the boom and bust cycle stems from an attempt to start at the wrong end. We tend to choose or put together cleaning routines that promise the outcome that we want: a completely clean house. We think that it's the routine, the checklist, the arrangement, and the timing of particular chores that will allow us to wake up every day to a clean house. However, if your house isn't already clean, the particular checklist or the arrangement that you choose isn't going to get you very far. Routines or checklists can provide a helpful step toward efficiency. They can give adjustments or tweaks for those who are already capably managing their home. But it's not the checklist or the arrangement of the chores that has moved someone from chaos to clean. We get it backwards when we look for the guru to follow, the model to imitate, someone who has an end product that we desire. And so we look for the person where we can just cut and paste their system. What we want in those scenarios is not to grow in our responsibility for our environment, but to skip the process and get straight to the results. Perhaps we even forget or never realized that there is a process to reclaiming our home and moving it from chaos into cleanliness. We just want the end result right away, and we think that that's what we are supposed to achieve. Any plan that doesn't deliver that end result immediately is discarded and replaced with a new one. After hours of research on the internet, probably. The boom and bust cycle can only be overcome by incremental, gradual, personal change. Not a new checklist or a new routine. We fall prey to the boom and bust cycle because our mindset and attitude about cleaning is all messed up. Housework is not something to get through as quickly as possible. Housework is not unimportant work that somebody has to do and we drew the short stick. Housework is not mindless or menial. Housework is good work, and it requires our care and attention. We grow in care and attention gradually, incrementally, just like babies learn to walk after hundreds of clumsy falls, and just like elementary students learn their multiplication tables after hundreds of practice problems. We need patience in our housework, patience with the process of learning new skills, patience replacing bad attitudes with truth inside our own heads. So instead of looking for the total home clean, the full meal deal system that's going to keep your house clean all the time, that will make it so dust never accumulates behind your stove and spiders never live on the top of ceiling fans. Instead, start with a minimum viable cleaning routine. Start with baby steps in your homemaking. Embrace the process and start where you are at instead of trying to start where you wish you were or where you hope you will end up. Starting with a minimum viable routine is about identifying what makes the most difference in your house and your family and what needs to be repeated the most in your particular home with your particular family in your particular season. Just like you learned what 3 times 3 was before you learned what 12 times 3 was, because one was more necessary to learn, one was more useful to know off the top of your head. So it is with learning our core cleaning tasks and repeating those the most and repeating those first. Those core tasks are what will change your housekeeping the fastest. Even faster than attempting to work a Martha Stewart perfect checklist cleaning schedule. Everyone's minimum viable routines are different, although there are some greatest hits for sure. Dishes and laundry will wind up covered in one way or another on every mom's list, but the pattern will be affected by your family's schedule, your family's size, and honestly, your home layout even. How many people are you feeding and clothing? How much do those people pitch in and help out? Are you living a farm life or a city life? These things make a big difference in the housekeeping required. Do you have a dishwasher or not? It makes a big difference to your routines. So that's why you can't just cut and paste someone else's plan. You, not anyone else, can determine what is needed in your particular family's current situation. Starting there, where you are, will yield the best growth and the greatest results. Do you need some help, guidance, support, encouragement? maybe even a little counseling as you try to figure out what your family's particular needs are in this current season that you're in. Are you trying to move from chaos to clean, but you just wind up back in that boom and bust cycle? We have ladies who know what they are about. My team and I inside Convivial Circle have been there, done that ourselves, have helped hundreds of other ladies in that situation, and we can help you as well. In fact, that's exactly what we are going to do with the next live run of Sweep and Smile. We'll have a kickoff on April 10th, and the first email assignment will go out April 12th. Sweep and Smile is our six-week program for figuring out what housework needs to be done, what our minimum viable routines are, and how to change our attitude about housework at the same time. Join us for Sweep and Smile inside Convivial Circle by going to simplyconvivial.com/sweep or find a link in the description below. We would love to help you repent, rejoice, repeat, even with the housework.